Billy's Super Duper Adventures, written by Sally Rippon and read by Eloise Mignon. Billy's Great Desert Adventure. Billy B. Brown skips into kinder. "Bye, Daddy," calls Billy. She is excited to be at kinder today. "Can we go outside and play?" asks Billy. "Look, I have my duck boots on." "No, Billy," says Amy. "It's too wet to play outside today." "A rainy day is a good day for reading," says Amy, leading Billy into the playroom. Billy frowns. She doesn't want to read. She wants to stomp in puddles. What's the point of having puddle-stomping duck boots if no one will let you stomp in puddles? Billy flops onto the cushions. When her friend Jack comes over, Billy pulls the cushions over her head so he can't see her. She feels too cross to play with anyone right now, even Jack. Jack lifts a cushion. "Cool, a cave," he says. Jack's right. It does look like a cave. Jack squeezes through the hole into the deep, dark cave. Billy wriggles through too. Inside the cave, it is gloomy and a little bit spooky. The further they inch forwards, the darker it becomes. "Let's go back," says Jack. "I'm scared." "Wait," says Billy. "What's that?" "It's treasure," shouts Billy. They have found a treasure chamber. Billy and Jack wrap each other in jewels and precious things that gleam and glitter like stars. Suddenly, a deep voice calls out,
"Open sesame," rumble, rumble.
A big stone wall rolls back, and there stand 40 thieves with swords in their hands and fury in their faces.
"Run!" yells Billy.
Billy grabs Jack's hand and they slip past the angry thieves to where their magic carpet is waiting for them. Billy and Jack jump onto the magic carpet. The carpet climbs into the sky, racing over the hot, shimmering desert. Up, up, up. Faster and faster they fly, but the furious thieves are close behind them.